Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Aleph Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new siman today, Siman Tof Mem, which deals with the halachos of the chametz of an Eino Yehudi, a non-Jewish person's chametz, that is deposited, Shehufkad Eitzo Yisrael, in a Jewish person's house. So the Mechaber begins Sif Aleph, which begins on the last line of Yud Omud Beis. The Mechaber says, Eino Yehudi, Shehivkid Chametzo Eitzo Yisrael, a non-Jewish person who deposits his chametz by a Jewish person, in a Jewish person's house. Now, what are we talking about? Im hu chayav biachriyus, so if the Jewish person is obligated to take responsibility for the non-Jewish person's chametz, for example, he has to go and protect it from migneva v'aveda, from being stolen or being lost, and if in fact it is stolen or it's lost, the Jewish person is going to have to pay for the loss. So then, bein shehu bebeiso, whether it's in the Jewish person's house, bein shehu b'chol makom birshuso, or whether it's anywhere within the Jewish person's possessions, any place that he has, chayev levaro. It will be the responsibility of the Jewish person now to go be mevar, to go get rid of that chametz over here. It's considered as if it's Jewish-owned chametz over here, even though it belongs to the non-Jewish person, but the Jewish person's responsibility for that chametz transforms it into being considered Jewish-owned chametz, and therefore would have the status of being chametz shovel of Pesach, chametz that was in the possession of a Jewish person during Pesach, and therefore it would have to be destroyed. You have the chiyuv to be mevar it. The Ramah adds over here, Hagah, he says, Afilu chazar vivkido biyad eino Yehudi achar. And this is true, even if the Jewish person went and placed it into another non-Jewish person's possession. If it was in the Jewish person's possession at some point in time over here, and he was responsible for it, so then it ultimately is going to have to be mevar. He's going to have to get it destroyed. Now, we say quite a bit over here. That's all the Mechaber and Ramah that we're going to do. We're going to spend the rest of the time on the Mishnah Berurah and on the Dershu footnotes. So the Mishnah Berurah begins in Siv Katan Aleph. The reason why over here the Jewish person is responsible, because the Pasuk says, Dichsiv Se'or lo yimotzei bivotechem. You aren't allowed to have any sourdough, any chametz in your house, which is mashma, which implies, Afilu ha-se'or eino shelo legamri, even if it's not totally your se'or. Nevertheless, gamkin osim na Torah, it is forbidden Torah law for the person to have even the non-Jewish person's chametz in his house if you have responsibility for it. Of course, miyu, the Mishnah Berurah says, however, al koponim my Rabbi Shekibel of Achrayis, we're talking here where he had responsibility for it. V'achshevei kira kishelo ayidezeh. And therefore, the pasuk that says, se'or lo yimotzei b'vateichem, includes the responsibility that you have for non-Jewish owned chametz. It's considered, it's made as if it's now your possession. Because the bipikodom bi'alma, with a regular just deposit of chametz that the non-Jewish person has in your house, shelo bi'achrayis, which you have no responsibility for. You own an apartment building and a non-Jewish person has chametz in your apartment that he's renting from you. Leko isur lahashos. There's absolutely no prohibition to have in your possession non-Jewish owned chametz somewhere in your apartment, in your house, in your place, that you have zero responsibility for. You're not over the Yisra min HaTorah of Sor lo yimotzi b'vatecha. Midichsiv, because the Pasuk says elsewhere, Midichsiv kro achrina lo yiro l'cha. You're not allowed to have your chametz. V'darshinon shelecha yataroa. You're not allowed to see your own chametz, have your own chametz. However, avol ataroa shelecherim. But there is no prohibition in seeing somebody else's chametz in your house. So this same thing would apply if a person has a non-Jewish worker and comes into their house and he has a bag of chametz over here. Obviously, it's going to be a problem if he takes it out and if it spills onto your tables or cabinets or things like that. Let's say he just has a bag that's a sealed bag that he has chametz inside of. He has a loaf of bread in there. Not a smart thing maybe to bring into your house, but the worker comes in and has it in your house, so then you're not over by your raw over here. So lo yimotzi b'vatechem, because lo yirah l'cha, you can have, but you can have somebody else's chametz that you have zero responsibility for. Mishnah Berurah continues in Siv Katan Beis. But if you have responsibility for it, Myri, we're talking here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shekibel olav achrayis behedja v'kanu miyado, that he took responsibility for it and made some sort of a kinyan. Dershu footnote number 2 says, for example, he made a kinyan sudar, although he brings down others that say you can't have a kinyan sudar over here. But the bottom line is that he has formal halachic responsibility for the chametz of the non-Jewish person. Because the lav hachi, because if that were not the case, ain din shomrim liakum. There is no din of a shomer chinam, shomer sacher in regards to an akum. Kidemor b'chol shemishpat Simin Shin Aleph, Sif Aleph, the Sif Dalet, as has already been taught in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshe Mishpat, and therefore, unless you've made a formal kinyan, just the normal rules of Shmira don't apply over here. The Mishnah Berurah does continue when he says, V'imdin ha-malchus, if the government law, the secular law is, shemischayev bi'achrayes afilu b'stoma, that even without a kinyan, however, if somebody puts something in your house, you are held responsible for it, if that were to be the secular law. So then, mishor shenas shomer, then the moment that you become a watch person for that item, af below kinyan, then even without a kinyan, because it's secular law, Nami Hevi Birshusa the Yisrael. It would be considered halachically like it was in the Jewish person's possession. He'd be responsible for it. And then even if he didn't make it tonight, Afilu lo hisno sheichayev biachrayas geneva, even if he didn't state for a definitive statement that he would be responsible if it was stolen, ukidemor lekameh, as we will learn coming up, so then you nevertheless would be chayev if that is the secular law. The issue footnote number 1 points out, Kisha Yisrael, Eino Mekabel Alatzim Lishvar Sachomets Bepoel. If the Jewish person did not specifically state, I'm going to be responsible for your item. However, Rak L'Shali L'Nochri Im Yenazek Achomets, but he did say that if it were to be destroyed, he would pay for it, so that's different than being responsible for it. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says in the Alicha Shlomo, in this situation, Eino Chayiv L'Varis Chomets, and you wouldn't be considered the owner of the Chomets, and you'd have to go and be Mavirit, because Kabbalah Sachrayis HaMachayevis Bebior, that obligation that you would have to go and burn somebody's Chomets, is Rak Kishekibel Al Atzmo Lishmor Es HaChomets Bepo. That's when you say you're going to watch the Chomets, not that if it were to be destroyed, you'll pay the guy for it. And therefore, he brings out an interesting scenario. If a Jewish person has an insurance company, Chaveres Bituach is an insurance company, so you insure the non-Jewish person's item, which is Chometz. So in this situation, Ein Chovas Bir Abale Chaveres Bituach. The insurance company wouldn't have to go and burn that person's Chometz. They don't consider it halachically like it belongs to the Jewish person who owns the insurance company. In the next paragraph, he says, Afli Inyan Nochri Alim, even a strong-armed guy should be mikra sheyovar apikodon. And in a situation where he deposits his chametz by you, and if it gets lost, yechapes a Yehudi l'shalimo, who forced you to pay him for it, even though you didn't accept the achrayis upon yourself. So you might have thought in this situation, you should be chayiv to be bevayer the chametz over here. Nevertheless, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that yigmor hayisrael belibo shalo lishmor al apikodon klal. He should, in his heart at least, say that he has no intention of taking a chrayis for this responsibility, and v'loch patlo im yovad, and if it gets lost, he doesn't care, and even if he's forced to pay, he doesn't want to be, quote, officially responsible for it from a halachic point of view. So Shlomo Zalman says, in this situation, you wouldn't be over by your or by your matzah, and you wouldn't have to be mevayer this chametz. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel tells us that if the chametz is in your house, or b'chol makom birshuso, any place that you have possession of it, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Va'afilu hiskir, even if you're renting, or hishulo, or you're borrowing makom bifneatzbo to place this chametz over here, lechametz beveso bechatzero, you are essentially renting out or lending out to the non-Jewish person a place in your house or in your courtyard that he can place his chametz in." Also, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Nami lo mahani, that will not help you in kibel of achrayis, even though you've rented it to him or you've lent him the place. But if you're accepting upon yourself achrayis, then it's not viewed as being belonging in the possession of the non-Jewish person, but it's considered as if it's in your possession, because the kaim alone schiras lo kanya, because schiras alone doesn't acquire it. So if you have rented it to him, it's still considered in your possession. If you are halachically responsible for it, then you would be required to be mevarit." And therefore, Vim Kain, the Mishmur says, Harimunah Chachomets Beiso Yisrael. In this halakhic situation, it's as if it's in your possession. The Mishmur continues and he says, Mikol Mokum B'diyeved, nevertheless, B'diyeved, Im Hisho Etzlo Echomets Ad Le'achar Pesach. If you kept this Chomets in your house until after Pesach, then Yesh Lismoch Ala Poskim, you could rely upon the more lenient opinions that are brought down in the Sharat Zion Osei. This is the Rabbeinu Tam, the Itur, the Baal HaMa'or, the Ravid, and the Riaz, and possibly also the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Rosh, that they hold the Sfir Lehu, the Hecho Shemiyachid Lo Mokum L'Chametzu. If you gave him a designated place that he can put his Chametz in, then you wouldn't be over in over Ba'yibara, Ba'yimotzei, even though you took responsibility for it in case it got stolen or lost. Because the Ba'inan, it requires, according to these poskim, Sheachomets Motsui Tachas Yadosh Yisrael, they only say you're required to go and burn it if the Chomets is in your possession, Kipi Kodom Bi Alma Shutachas Rishusho Letalto Laniach Bechopina Shirotza. It's only considered yours if you have the ability and the right to go and move it wherever you want and put it wherever place you want. But when you designate a yeh, you can either rent that place for me or you can I'll lend that place to you. So it's only allowed to be in that place. So that's not considered that it's prevalent in your possession. When they have the Pesach, this chometz is not considered chometz shavah as a Pesach, and you'd be allowed to go and benefit from the chometz, even eat the chometz in this situation. The yichud makom, designating a place, how do we define that? Mikri, that's called kishemeyachilo bifonov bayis ocheder ozobis besoch beso. It's called when you designate a specific place in front of you, in your house, or in a room, or in a corner, inside your house, bischirus, either with rent, or bishelo, or you officially lend it to him. However, avon kibo mimeno pikadon, beli yichud makom, but if you accept from him a pikadon, a piece of chametz we're talking about over here that doesn't have a designated place for it, the achakach yichud lo makom, and then you subsequently put it in a specific place, shlomi daso akum, without the specific knowledge of the akum, the bala pikadon, that it's going to be over there, lo mahani, that will not help. The shemo ha'akum eno chofet shiyemuna chametzo ela berushus yisro. Because the Akum might not be happy to know that it's over there. He wants it bedafka in your rishus. Vafilu asa mechitza, and even if you make a mechitza, gamkin lo mahani, that will not help. And the halach would be, sivkot and dalet, in all of these situations, where we said that you are in some way held responsible, chayav levaro, you would have to go and burn it. So sivkot and dalet, the Mishmur says, bishor shegi is manabir. You'd have to go and destroy it, burn it, when it becomes the time to be mevirit, i.e. at the end of the fifth hour. Im eino akum kan shiachzirlo. Of course, you could return it to the akum if the akum is present. You don't have to burn it. You're just not allowed to own it in your possession after the fifth hour. V'mahani b'zeh bitul u'mechira kemo b'chomi shelo. But what about selling it to a non-Jewish person? Or just being mevatel it? Does that work? So this is a machlokis. Yesh deos b'achronim. There are different opinions amongst the achronim. The harbi mehem svirlo. There are opinions that say, many of them, the lo mahani. It won't help to sell it to the guy or to be mevatel it because kivon she'en guf v'chomi shelo. What are you selling? You don't own it. It belongs to the non-Jewish person. So how can you sell it to another non-Jewish person? On the other hand, there are those opinions that are more lenient. And he tells us, in the Sefer Stechemed, in the Mareches Chomitz, Matzah, Simen, Hey, Os, Lamed, Gimel, where he goes through this in more detail. The Stechemed is like an encyclopedia and goes through many, many different opinions. Ulefi, Das, Mogen Avram, Sif, Cotton, Aleph, Yesh, Takon. The Mogen Avram, however, has a suggestion. He says, why don't you do the following? Sheyachzor, go back, V'yavkido, B'yad Akum Acher. Go and have a different Akum take possession of this item, or, alternatively, Oshim Karabayis Shechomitz Munach Boli Akum, or sell the house that this Chomitz is now in to an Akum, and now, V'akum Yikabal Ulov Achrayis Shel Gneva Veda. And the non-Jewish person will now accept responsibility with Gneva Veda for this item, and therefore it's no longer your responsibility. However, the best option, the Mishmur says, V'anochun Sheyas Shneim, you should really do both. What does that mean? Dainu mechiras habayis, sell the house. So therefore, the person who you're selling it to, renting it to, will take responsibility for gneva aveda for anything inside of it. But also v'gam mechiras hachometz, but also go and sell it. That would be the best etzah to do both of them. This way, you get around any problems. The issue footnote number 7 says, if you agree just to be a shomer chinam for the nochri, so then im ein hanochri nimso lefonav, ein yochol achzulo es hachometz. If the nochri is not there and you can't return it to him, so then harei ze mocher es hachometz v'gam mevatlo. You should sell it and also be mevatel it. That would be the best etzah. The issue footnotes number 5 and number 6 explain the two shitas over here. I ain't shomer these two footnotes. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Hei, where he says that you have the obligation levaro to go and burn it. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'im avar v'lo biaro." If you didn't do this for avar alav a Pesach, and now Pesach has gone by, so das harbi poskim da'asu b'achilu banok kimo chomish yisrael shavar alav a Pesach. So this has the same halachic status according to these many poskim. You can see this in the Shaar Tzion Os Yud. This is the Mogen Avraham, the Pri Chodesh, the Shagis Aryeh, and the Chemed Moshe, the Graz, the Beis Meir, and the Mohar Chaim as well. And possibly this is based upon the Rambam and the Rosh. In any event, all these poskim say that this would constitute chometz she'avar alav es haPesach, even though technically it's owned by the guy. However, the Mishmur says, mikol makom, imba oso hanochri, achar haPesach, if that nochri comes after Pesach, you can give it back to him. Rashoy lahachzu lo chometz. There's no problem in you giving back him the chometz, even though you theoretically now are benefiting by giving him back this chometz because you don't have to pay for it. We're not concerned over here, but as I just pointed out, we don't take into account over here that by giving it back, you're no longer responsible for it. If you hadn't given it back, you'd have to pay him $100 for it. Now you give it back, you're saving yourself paying him that $100. That's not a concern for us. Ubimakum the Yesh Locho Shiachzer Akum Vimkarenu Yisrael. In the situation, however, we're concerned that this was a kosher chametz. So you're giving it back to the Akum, and he knows that people are going to want to buy it, Jewish people. The kosher Yisrael be Yisrael chametz Shavel Sapesach. Now, a Yid that buys this is not going to think it's chametz Shavel Sapesach because a non-Jewish person gave it to him. So therefore, the non-Jewish person is going to cause the yid to be over eating chomesh avolos of Pesach. So in this situation, the Shmur says, there are opinions that say, yesh lomar da'osu l'hachzer lo. Some say you can't return it to him. V'yesh mekilim v'ikr din zeb. Whereas others say, no, you don't have to be concerned about it in this situation. Ula ditu lo gazru chachomim b'chomesh avolos of Pesach ela b'chametzor shel Yisrael v'lo b'chametzor shel akum amuf kubi Yisrael. Because the rabbis never got this gezeru off the ground. The whole idea of chametz avolos of Pesach is also the hanah and achila is because it was specifically intended that Jewish people shouldn't keep chametz in their possession. They never intended it for a chametz of a non-Jewish person that's in the possession of a Jewish person to make this condition of chametz avolos of Pesach. And therefore, how do we paskin? Certainly, we can rely upon the more lenient opinion, at least for a heter of hanah, as opposed to even if you don't want to eat it. The issue footnote number 9 brings down that it's mashma over here, shaladeya zu, that according to the opinion it says it's chomesh avolos haPesach, and you can't give it back to the guy because he may give it to a Jew, kishem sha'asur hachomets b'achilu b'anol Yisrael hanivkat kach asur gam l'shar Yisraelim. It's not only also for the person whose possession it was in, but it's also for all Jewish people. But this is not like the opinion of the Ksav Sofer, who says sha'af l'deya hamachmira yisru lecho v'lenos hurak l'Yisrael hanivkat u'mishom sha'avar yisru b'chomets zesh lo biram. However, l'shar Yisrael mutur af li'ochlo. The Ksav Sofer disagrees with this. He says, well, it may be also for the Jewish person who was nivkat. It's not also for all the other Jewish people. The issue footnote number 10 has an interesting situation where you have bread that's also for a Jewish person to eat. Are you allowed to sell it to a Nachri? Because maybe you have to be concerned that the Nachri will then sell it to another Jewish person. So in Simen Tov Mem Hei, this is discussed, and it says that you should crumble it up before you give it to the Nachri, and therefore there's no chashash that the Nachri will then go and sell it to a Jewish person. Alternatively, you can do something to it that will make it not able to be sold to another Jewish person or to anybody. Now, the Mishnah Berurah comments in Sifkat and Vav that the Rama had said that this halacha applies even if you were mafkid this chametz that the non-Jewish person gave you in the possession of another non-Jewish person. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Sharihu kishalo became a shekipa lo vachrayis. Since it's your achrayis on this, the fact that you're now giving it to somebody else won't help. Therefore, it's no different. We're going to learn later in this simon that you're not allowed to put your chametz in the possession of a goy. And even if this other nachri that you're putting this first nachri's chametz into the second nachri's possession, and the second nachri says, I'll take full responsibility for it just like you had. Afal became osur. Nevertheless, it's still forbidden to do so. The holo nifka ayidei zeh ha'achrayis mena Yisrael legabi akum rishon. Because this doesn't nullify the achrayis that the Yisrael has. The first Yisrael has that achrayis. However, in this situation, the Chafetz Chaim brings down over here, you can see this in the Sharet Zion, Oz Tezvav, the name of the Mogen Avram, the Makor Chaim, that yesh mekilim bezeh. There are those that are lenient over here. And this is also the opinion of the Maimer Mordechai, the Na'ar Sholem. Because the bottom line is, you don't really own this chametz. You just took achrayis on it. And now, since you're deposited in the second non-Jewish person's house, it's not even in your possession. Therefore, the imishum, the kibul of achrayis, the gneva veda, even though you have accepted upon yourself achrayis for gneva veda, hare kenegdo kibul akam asheri alatz. The second non-Jewish person has also taken that responsibility. And therefore, l'daitim, according to this lenient poskim, hu adin kishomachar acheder, shachomitz munach bol yakam. This same din would apply if you sold the room to a non-Jewish person. The gam kin shari im akum ze kibul of achrayis shel gneva veda. Brings up for the prima gadim, this would also work as long as the akum that you sold or rented this room to has taken upon himself responsibility for the item. Sivkot and Zayin Einu Yehudi Acher to a second non-Jewish person, Sheino Balav, obviously not the owner. La'afuki kishechaza vivkido biad Balav Dishari. If you gave it back to the original owner, to Nachri number one, then certainly that would be acceptable because the Havi Leikim Makabal Achrayas Al Chametz Shalakum Beveis Akum Dishari. Because this is no different than having the Akum over here watch it in his house, in his possession, and that is permissible. The issue, footnote number 13, has many potential ramifications of this din, Ayin Sham. With this, we conclude today's shir.